Long live your idols, may they never be your rivals. M was like Jesus, and J wrote the Bible. And what you're about to hear are some thoughts from within. Yeah, this J Code.
I did.
Okay, welcome to Trace Padres. I'd like to welcome Zach Manville here, our guest this week. Unfortunately, Aubrey was not able to make it. He's got some Padre issues, if you will, where he had to pick up his son from baby moms, and everything is going well there. But once again, Zach Manville. Okay, so we're going to talk about the specialty beer. Camera shot.
Do I say hi?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi. Everybody.
Hello. So we're going to have a specialty beer this week, as usual. The beer is coming from, is it Stranger Tides?
Stranger Tides.
We're going to be drinking a Pina Colada Milkshake IPA. So we went and picked this up today. We got a couple brews over there. Oh, damn. Also, this is a glass that we decided to set up from them. This is their logo. It's actually a very nice logo. Stranger Tides Brewing. Located right in Colchester. It's fancy. Zach lives in Colchester. Has never been. So we're hoping to change that.
The logo's a little... It's an anchor with like an octopus on it.
Yeah,
right?
But I see like a,
right,
I think it's, yeah, a pirate. It's a pirate, right? There's some
Davy
Jones.
How do you pronounce that? Cthulhu?
The
sea monster. You're asking the least intelligent people in this room what something means.
It's a. I assumed he would know because it's like a. I don't know. I don't know why.
Who's T?
Who's T?
Who's T?
You said T.
Who is T?
I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Oh no. So this is a
Are you fucking up the pour again?
Milkshake IPA.
Do we pour our own on the show or do we?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because last time, if you let Matt pour, you'll fuck your shit
It was after another beer was in there.
9%. And, okay.
It's got a great smell.
Why does it say Coffin Cove on one side? Oh, because that's what it is?
It's Coffin Cove. It's a Pina Colada Milkshake IPA. Okay. Coffin Cove would be the name. Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Alexa, where is Stranger Tides Brewery?
The address for a turning tide is 95 Pequot Avenue, New London, Connecticut, 06.
Not a good look, Alexa.
Yeah, so that bar is shady, Alexa. That bar is very shady.
Friend here got beat up there.
We've been there a few times. Actually, yeah, I was attempted mugging there.
Cheers,
actually, you were there with me that night.
Tres Padres.
I'm going to say, this smells amazing.
It does. It has a great smell to it.
I like it. Oh. I like it a lot.
It's actually very
Can
interesting.
We swear?
Yeah,
of course.
Shit. Like diarrhea or
that's,
shit?
That's no. The swear word?
Crap. That's
so
good.
So no. we got one specialty beer that took all three glasses. That's great. So we have a second specialty beer for later on in the show.
Correct.
We're going to jump right in. Once again, you know, obviously we welcome Zach. So Zach is factually the most experienced Padre here. He's got two children. They're lovely. They're monsters. They're everything that children are.
What are their ages?
3.5-ish and 1.5-ish.
Ooh, that's the golden age.
Mm-hmm. Same mom?
Same mother.
You know, I just wanted to make sure. You know, yes. Sometimes, you know, life.
I'm a family of a broken home. I get it.
There we go. So Zach's going to talk a little bit about today. He's going to talk a little bit about fatherhood, and I think he's got some topics he wants to bring to the table. Ultimately, I think we're gonna switch over to Ronnie, who's definitely has one expecting, and he's got some serious questions for our guest today.
Cool. Mm.
I have one question, and this is something that's been brewing in my head ever since we asked you to be part of it. No pun intended on the brewing. Right. Since you have the two kids and you've already experienced, you know, two births, and you've already experienced two newborns, one will be a toddler soon, so I want to see how you're preparing for this. Did you have any hobbies or things that you love to do on a regular basis that went away after you had your first child, and then after you had your second child? Let's say you developed a hobby after you had your first one, like, hey, I can do this while, you know, since I already have my kid, and then the second kid kind of messed that up too. So that's a two-part question for you.
So one hobby that I've always had is correcting people, and I'll start by saying...
Oh, shit. Zach hates being around us because he's always correcting me.
No, and this is something that I had no idea of, and I still will argue with my
wife. We all told you multiple times. You had no idea. Oh, this is new since the...
No. Since the... You said that Forrest, my younger, his name is Forrest, is going to be a toddler. And I was taught that the toddler is when they toddle, which means not walking close... Like, walking not so good, right?
Yeah.
He's already a toddler because he already toddles.
So a toddler is a nicer way of saying a waddler?
Yeah, like, basically a human penguin. Basically. Like Happy Feet? Your kid's not there yet, but they will be watching Happy Feet. And they'll be afraid of Happy Feet, shout out.
They'll be on Frozen 2.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the new Lion King movie, okay? I have to put a shout out and thanks James Earl Jones for staying alive. And the reason I have to thank him for staying alive is because you can't do Mufasa's voice as good as he can.
But The Incredibles 2 came out, and I'm not allowed to watch adult things anymore. So I'm happy that Incredibles 2, it meshes.
Would you argue that that's a hobby that you've had to give up? You used to like watching or binge-watching TV shows or movies that maybe you're not allowed to do anymore?
Well, we'll talk about this.
Talk to me.
Right now? Talk to me, sugar!
I need to know.
Right now? I want to binge-watch? Right now, I watch TV 2 times a day. When I'm doing the dishes, put my earpods in, iPad up on the windowsill, do the dishes. I'll get through like an episode and a half.
Are they Bluetooth earpods?
The earpods.
Okay, so I just
do you want me to bring them out? I mean, I got them.
The 300 pods.
They're 159.
No, but they have LoJack on them, correct?
The Apple.
The GPS finder.
I can find them. And they'll go like beep 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 beep.
My business partner John Kleinhans lost his the other day after I told him after 3 days he would, and he did. And sure enough, LoJack put them in my office.
So this is the next thing. I get to watch TV again when I'm going to bed. I'll have, again, the iPad follows me. This is not an advertisement for iPad, but the iPad is on my nightstand. One ear pod in my right ear
while I sleep. So your left ear can just be calm and
right, relaxed. On the pillow, and I will watch another episode or two falling asleep, and I will wake up and have to search the bed in darkness finding the iPad, the ear pod, because I've lost it. Because it falls out while you're sleeping.
I always perceived you as a lay-on-your-back sleeper, like kind of like Pin Street.
No.
My head isn't the right shape.
If anything, he's more of a vampire.
You think?
So funny you say that. If I do lay on my back, I have a pillow here and I hug it.
Yeah, vampire. Okay. All right.
But usually it's on my side, hug a pillow between the legs, watching. Yeah. Lately, it's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So, I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. I actually do like that they moved because being canceled was not an option for me. are you up to date?
No. See, I just started 3 weeks ago. I'm on season 5-ish.
Oh, hold up. You started 3 weeks ago just starting the show.
Oh, yeah.
I started that show episode 1 day.
No.
And I watch it week to week. And it takes a lot of breaks and for a long time.
I have no breaks. The only thing I do that with is Game of Thrones. That's the only show I do that with.
I got to restart that. But anyway, okay.
It's too late.
My hobbies.
Remember, when I started Brooklyn Nine-Nine, binge watching wasn't a thing yet. So, continue.
So, my hobbies... Video games, I used to play more than I do now.
Okay.
When you say more than you do now, how many times a week would you say you get on
video games? No, hours.
No, I want to hear how many times. Because remember, Ronnie, you're going to learn, being a father is not about how many hours you get to play. It's a matter of, do you even get a chance to turn the console on and play?
So.
From my experience, anyway.
Every day, there's a routine.
Pre-kid.
Right now.
You play video games every day?
No, there is a routine. I'm telling you the routine. I wake up, and I go downstairs, and I eat a banana, so that it makes me have to take a shit.
Get the potassium.
And then,
black coffee does that for me. I'm with you. Constitutional.
Sure.
By all means.
And then I'll do that, and I'll take my shower, and while I'm taking my shower, it's one of the showers, it's like the coffin shower, like the half shower thing, just the shower, with the glass door, and my daughter will have let herself out of her room, because she heard me come down. And she will be walking in and just staring at me. And I'm like, all right. Okay, hey, Ruby, can you close the door? She'll close the door, and she'll wait for me to come out. And then I'll get dressed, and I will have to put on a TV show for her, get her water, cereal, Pop-Tarts, whatever. And then I get to get ready to go to work. I leave and go to work. I come home. Then it's dinner. Keep the kids not screaming for an hour. But 6:30 to 7:30, please don't scream. Whatever you have to do, whatever I have to do to make you happy.
Whatever it takes.
Then it's bath time, and then it's read about 5 to 10 children's books.
Ooh, the same and months then, on rotation?
No, we have like 150 of them.
Okay.
We have like a stupid amount of,
perfect,
of books.
Perfect, perfect.
To be clear, that's a rotation of every 90 days.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't choose. I say, Ruby, what do you want to read today? And she's like, this one, and I want to read this one, and this one. And sometimes she loves this one book, and I have this one book that I love.
At 10 books a night, you actually get a 15-day rotation on that catalog. So when you think about it that way, you're that's a lot of repeating.
So you're thinking in different order.
So yeah, you just
it's saying it,
repeating is repeating.
You can go saying.
So just for the record, I have not as of this moment at 8 o'clock at night, right? In my hypothetical day,
dude, that's already
I have not had any time to do anything I want other than during my ride to work and at lunchtime at work. And then 8 o'clock comes around, and we're trying to get him to bed, and that usually takes, you know. She goes to bed, and then we'll try to put Forrest to bed. And Forrest won't go to sleep anymore unless I'm laying in bed with him. Or Brittany's laying in bed with him. And then when he falls off, you just kind of roll him off, and he just lays on her bed until we go to bed.
This is insanity.
I'll go downstairs, and then I do the dishes and watch my episode while Brittany cleans the floors. And then we will either, one, I'll play some video games because she has some stuff to do. And I get a little bit of time. But usually, the video games are on my phone. Because I don't really care to turn on my Nintendo for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's mobile games.
It's going to take a minute or two to boot.
Right.
So, Ryan, so your Candy Crush hours is going to go way down when Oliver comes.
No, Candy Crush hours is the one that's going to skyrocket. Because he's never going to play the Xbox.
Yeah, Candy Crush is so easy.
I got the new Lemmings game. There's a new Lemmings.
You know what? I have to agree with that. I've played more mobile games and more mobile game hours. I play Empires and Puzzles right now.
Okay.
Since Levi has come, than ever before.
Right.
Continue with your schedule, your routine.
The schedule. So finally.
So 8:15.
We'll say, dude, it's only 8:15.
So pause there actually real quick. So Ryan, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't know if Zach can back this up, but I pray every night. Levi goes to bed at 7:15. I pray every night starting around 6:30. I pray for 7:15. I pray for it. And I'm ready for this. By 7:30, I'm brushing my teeth. And by 7:45, I'm drooling on myself. And that drool is the best part of my life.
So,
twice, I don't know if that makes me a bad parent. I don't know.
Twice a week when I'm laying in bed and Forrest is on me, it's awesome. What I'll do is I have The Hobbit on my phone.
Yeah.
And right now what we're doing is I'll just put The Hobbit next to me and it's just...
He'll boom, watch. Boom,
boom. Listen, audiobook. Even better. And he will be out in 5 minutes. And I will sit there because I don't want to move him until he's really out. Sometimes I just fall asleep there, and I do not wake up until morning. And I have not brushed my teeth. I have not.
But it's okay.
And I'm still in my clothes. And Brittany's like wherever she can sit on the bed.
Sounds fucking terrible. But it's so perfect.
that's what happens. But it's honestly one of the most beautiful things. You will probably agree with this. Is when the kids cuddle with you like that.
Yeah.
That is when you get it.
Because they kind of skip, right? So like the first 3 to 6 months, they spend a lot of time just not being able to move, crawl, or do anything. And they're in your arms, and they hold on
your
shoulder.
But it's not by choice.
Right, but they're cuddling. And, yes. And you don't realize how much you enjoy it until month 7 comes, and they start being mobile. And then month 8 comes, they get a little bit more mobile. And then month 9 comes, and they're screaming around the floor. And when you pick them up, they won't cuddle. Matter of fact, Jill has spent more hours standing with Levi, just holding him. So he won't move around, because if she sits down and she's holding him, he needs to be on the move again.
That still happens with Forrest.
Yeah, so that's when you mentioned earlier tonight when we were upstairs. You were mentioning that, you know... You were mentioning, I'm having a mind blank. We're gonna have to pause this and break.
Yeah,
no, but you were saying something.
Right, go ahead and fail.
I talked to Jill while you guys were outside, but you didn't hear that. I talked to Jill about the kids and I helped out a little bit, but I don't know what else I would have said.
Hey, we're talking about being mobile. I don't know why the mind blank just came over me.
Whatever the case may be.
All right, so pause, then start. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, I am still optimistic.
No, so
optimistic about what?
About my life changing and me being happy about it. Because
I have not heard one hobby that Zach has that he has kept yet. He's told me his entire routine. He has spoken a lot of words, but he has yet to say, I was doing this before.
And I can't.
And I'm doing it just as much and enjoying it just as much now.
I picked up a new hobby.
There you go.
Diaper changing.
There you go.
Which is not as much as I would like, but every couple of months I'll make a 5-gallon batch of beer. And that's a fun hobby. My wife hates it.
To repeat, because I was being loud, your newest hobby is beer brewing.
Right. My wife hates it because I'm hide in the basement for 6 hours.
It's a brew day, by the way. It turns into a brew day.
But you can get away.
Clean and everything.
Right, but you can get away and do that. But it's, I'm not going to lie, the hobbies are tough because it's, unless you can do it with the kids or while they're sleeping. And one of the issues is while they're sleeping, you're never off the hook. Because they wake up.
Anything can happen.
Because they wake up.
You're on call.
A loud sneeze and you just wasted 2 more hours of your evening.
He's not joking. At the beginning, he's not joking. But I have some stuff I want to talk about in a little bit later that's not as bad. Some stuff is scarier.
Ronnie, hit me real quick with the Irish Red.
Yeah.
Irish Red IPA, please. Find it.
So while you're doing this, in summation, Ronnie, hobbies are fucked. Temporarily. And you will find newer hobbies that are more...
That you'll actually enjoy more, right?
Right. Well, raising a kid is something that... When I was where you are, to me, it was 6 months in.
So first kid, 6 months.
Was when I finally started to get it.
Do not give me that shit.
And I'll, you know.
I'm sorry.
What is that? The
trying to give me an oatmeal IPA.
What is he asking? What are you asking for?
I want the Irish Red IPA.
I have
nothing. If not, don't give me a, don't just.
I have nothing.
He did this last time.
I have nothing.
This is great footage.
It's double IPA here.
There isn't one.
You're lying.
There isn't one here.
Give me anything that's not Guinness. Give me the Guinness. Aubrey will enjoy that. I'll drink this beer. Thank you, sir.
I didn't hear an apology.
Apology for what? The fact you tried to give me an oatmeal? You looked mischievous when
What's
you were
wrong with oatmeal?
First of all, no, everybody knows. I don't want an oatmeal IPA. He takes out the bucket. Here it comes. And he looks at me like this. And then he flashes it. Because he knows I'm going to bitch about this oatmeal IPA.
Anything to get it riled up.
Okay. This beer is amazing. It doesn't taste 9%.
It is 9%, though.
I understand it's 9%, and I have had 3 beers in 2 months.
It probably just...
I think I'm going to get slapped up pretty quick here.
That's going to make this episode very good. So before you get into that, let's talk about this beer. You're about 40% in. You're about 60% in. I'm 100%. I have a problem. I'm the only Irishman here. I don't think you're... Are you any Irish?
Yeah. I am most...
You had some Irish in you last night?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I thought we were keeping that secret. I got back my... I did the 23andMe. I got back my ancestry. I am mostly of the United Kingdom and from my mom and my dad tell me about their lineage. It's mostly Scottish and Irish.
That's great.
Then there's French and there's a bunch of other bullshit. But... Yeah, it's mostly.
So welcome to the Irishland.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that I'm Dominican.
So I had a really... I'm like, yeah.
The pause there, though. All I know is I'm Dominican.
Yeah.
And I'm proud. Dominican and proud.
I embrace it. Platano power. All day. Every day.
Yeah. When it's convenient for Ronnie, he's black. And when it's not convenient, he's not.
That's 100% true.
I've never used my black card.
That's a lie.
When have I used my black card?
I you know what?
Just earlier before, today,
right? But before, besides today, I am going to think through this episode of one time you've pulled your black. You know what? You pull your black card every time we go to pick up basketball, and you talk with the other with the other people there, and they are talking to you a certain way, and you're talking a certain way, and you're like, yeah, this white dude over here, that's pulling your
and
black
then you
card in a certain way.
And he gets picked like first or second, and he accepts that.
Absolutely.
Without saying, hey, just so you know,
he's like, this white dude be like, you're Dominican. You're not Dominican.
That's not the case.
And you know, we shouldn't be talking about this, because Aubrey's not here, and he backed me up.
I get, 100%. I get picked because of...
not skill.
Assumptions.
Assumptions.
That's not me displaying.
Because of...
So is that one of the acceptable?
So do I have to wear a flag on me? Do I have to?
Because like in flag football,
the other Dominicans wear flags on them.
In flag football, when I go and the two captains do not know who I am, I'm picked close to last. I'm short, I'm fat, I'm white.
Stubby.
Don't look fast, don't look like I'm a football player. But when two captains have played with all of us and myself, I typically go number one overall or number two.
I mean,
he said number two.
So tell me, is it really supposed to be? I mean, you look at me. Yeah, I don't look like a good football player. No. I think I do all right.
No, Matt's a very good football player.
It's all about assumptions and stereotypes. What do you want me to say?
Right, and you benefit on the football field from the assumptions.
Some captain that doesn't know me gets lucky.
You don't have top end speed, but you have everything else. Yeah.
I did catch that one pass overhead from you last season. Yeah. That was arguably one of my best catches I've ever made in my life.
Arguably one of the better throws.
I was just saying, thank God the ball was there. Because I told you, I didn't see the ball. I put my hands up and waited for it to touch my fingertips before I collapsed my hands.
So it's that Lugger skill.
And that's it. That's a little bit of both, actually. So I'll tell you this. No.
I like that answer.
Zach might get me. So it's a little bit of luck because you're sprinting. You're running as fast as you can. As fast as I can is not that fast. But you're running as fast as you possibly can. And when you lose track of the ball and you've got somebody hanging on the back of you guarding you, the best thing you can do is put your hands up. Now, that's the luck part, that the ball is going to hit your hands. The skill part is most people, if they can't see the ball and the ball touches their fingertips, they're not fast enough to actually collapse.
I've actually experienced that last season against the Royal Blue team. You probably remember that. I ran I was on the left side, ran a post route to the left. I caught the ball midair, cradled it. Somebody came underneath me and just fucking destroyed me. Destroyed me. I was like, it's Sunday.
I don't need to walk till next Sunday.
When I played with you last Sunday, I was still hurt from that.
Oh, dude. I feel that.
You were there. I got there was one play where I'm from, and I got demolished going up for a ball on the sideline.
Mm.
And I didn't even, I just kind of rolled over and got up.
No teams, by the way.
I got blasted.
I'm surprised you got up very quickly from that. I'm actually very surprised. You were like, I'm not hurt.
Yeah. I was like, that was the same thing.
I'm not hurt. Runs back to the huddle, by the way. Mind you, his shoe is 30 yards down the field.
I know. Those on scrimmage day Sundays, and I'm playing pickup football, and there's a slant, and I see somebody from the corner of my eye, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
If you catch the ball.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't. You get hurt. Not me.
I haven't played since fall.
Yeah.
I have this opportunity to make a nice catch to get us a first down. I go up for it, and the guy, he was going for the ball.
No.
But I just got rocked. I got absolutely rocked. I got up. No big deal, because I didn't hurt. Adrenaline. The next day, limping, my back hurts, my legs hurt, everything. My calves are stiff. It's the following Friday. My calves are still stiff.
And we're older too, by the way, so don't go to the doctor. I swear to God, I tore my rotator cuff. Two years ago, the pain finally stopped, I think because of scar tissue buildup. Because I never go to the doctors.
That's dangerous.
Picking my arm up over my shoulder, like, that's it. That's as high as it's going. This one, straight up.
Lucky it's your left.
Yeah, I don't need it. I'm old. I'm 30 plus years old. What am I going to do with my left shoulder for the next 60 years or 30 years?
There's been multiple instances where, literally, it's not even, if it's a season game, I'll go in. I'll go hard. Yeah. I'll do whatever it takes.
Yeah, I've seen
it.
Yeah.
We're playing Sundays.
Sunday pickup is not worth it.
One dislocated his shoulder. Literally.
Well, you got the other kid broke his collarbone?
Yeah.
Playing in a scrimmage game?
Yeah. All done.
All right, let's move off the flag. I don't think the audience cares too much about our flag. But no, a few minutes ago.
Yeah. No, I'm switching. A few minutes ago, we talked about 6 months in to a kid. I'm talking about kids again. But 6 months into having the kid, for me, before that, that was when I finally started to feel something resembling love for the kid.
Oh, I understand that.
You know what I mean? Because I've talked about, because no guys, no fathers talk about this, and you're going to deal with it, I suspect. Maybe you're more empathetic than me. Girls, you got the kid in you for 9 months. When it comes out, you're ready and you already love it.
Yeah.
But for the guy, for me, I felt like I was supposed to love it.
But didn't know why it was disconnected.
But it was something that I was just, it was a new chore for me. And it's hard to admit, but it is. It's a new chore.
It was a hobby demolisher. It was a new chore.
Who are you?
My clothes were stained with drool, spit, and shit.
Get back in there.
No, but this is just real. This is real because it's something that nobody talked to me about. And I had to.
This wasn't in part of the birthing classes for you?
Right. Well, and it wasn't for you.
I didn't go to them.
Me either.
did Brittany?
No, we went to one thing. We went to one thing at Bacchus together. I don't know.
I made Joe promise me on my wedding day, and this is actually good stuff. I made Joe promise me, not on our wedding day, so in the Catholic Church to get married, you have to go through this class.
We did something.
And I can tell you that this class was brutal. So Jill is like the most innocent, loving individual you'll ever meet, right? When this lady brought up abortions in the class, all she was doing was staring at Jill. And I could not figure out why. She does not look like, she does not strike you as the person that has been this,
you're the
been,
problem,
that has
man.
Been this hoe hanging around, right?
You were with her.
So I made her promise me, because it was like a 6-week class. And on the fourth class.
6 weeks?
Yeah, on the fourth class, I looked at Jill and I said, Jill, I will never do anything like this again. Never. And on my rant, I said, when you get pregnant, because Catholic Church, you know, consummate the marriage. You know,
yeah.
When you get pregnant, I'm not going to birthing classes. Do not ask me. When Jill was about 6 months pregnant, 5 months pregnant, she was reading about birthing classes at ECHN. And I looked her in the face and I said, do you remember the marriage counseling, the marriage classes?
How did that go?
I'm not going. She said, you're absolutely right. I understand. We're not going. I told her she could go. And I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying that's the right choice that I made.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a choice I made. I stood my ground. I didn't go.
Standing around is dangerous in America.
It's dangerous.
We're all married.
It's dangerous, period, by the way.
Yes.
Anywhere you stand your ground in any situation, it can be dangerous.
Right, but standing your ground with somebody who you...
In a marriage, it's real dangerous.
Who you're locked in with.
Yeah.
That's another story.
There's no hiding.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
About the six-month area, right? Mm-hmm. Do you experience something similar? Hit me, by the way. Can I have the rec room? I think it's that one, yeah.
Wow. Did I experience
a similar thing?
So yeah, so with Levi being 9 months, I gotta say it took a solid. I'm gonna get shot on camera for this. It probably,
Mrs. Trent.
It was arguably last month.
I believe it. Yeah.
Last month and maybe the month before, where I started to develop this love for him that I don't understand.
Right.
And it's the he falls down and I'm nervous as to what happened and I sprint over to him. Now I protected him for the first 7-8 months, of course. But to me it was, once again, it was a chore. It was, all right, I'm told I'm supposed to love this thing. Is this how my parents felt? Is this
take
how
it or leave it?
Is this how they feel now? You don't have a choice, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. And I gotta say, right now, I look at him, he's my favorite thing to see in the morning. The transition, I'll tell you the transition for me. The transition for me is that 7:15 when I told you I was brushing my teeth and getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
Because I was excited. The transition for me is now when I'm done brushing my teeth, probably for the last month and a half, when I'm climbing into bed, I want to go upstairs and look at him.
Yeah.
And I want to go upstairs and I want to check on him. And that to me is the part where now I don't feel forced to love him. I don't feel like it's a chore. I love him.
And this is the thing to Ronnie. It sounds almost like a bad thing, but
sounds like you're being a bad parent.
And for a few months, it is. And it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's normal and you're going to feel guilty. I felt tremendously guilty for a few months.
All the time I felt guilty. I felt like Jill loved this baby and why don't I? I did love.
And it happened again with the second kid.
Shit.
Even though I knew. We're like 2 months. No.
So now he had the intelligence to know better and he was still like forced love.
No, it's
forced love.
Forced at 2 months old and he's Forrest had this issue, I think you guys both know, where he would stop breathing. And we called 911 once, ambulance.
I didn't know this.
Brand new. He would scry, he'd go, ah! And then he would stop.
Just hold his own breath, or?
Well, it's something that can happen. He just didn't breathe.
That would be...
Until he turned blue and he fainted.
That's terrifying.
By the way, it happened again last week and I was the only one home. It happens, I told Britton, she's like, yeah, that happens a couple times a week. I just don't tell you about it anymore. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, right?
Like that, that would
no, just a little grayish purplish blue right in here.
That's like, so like signs of dying, Matt.
Yes.
No, like you held your breath and you have the mental capacity already.
But he's not
to purposely do it.
But he's not. Yeah. But
is it exactly? What do you think? Is it? Have you talked to the doctors?
Yeah, it's a normal thing that some kids have, and it can last up till they're 5. But it's. It's weird because...
I mean, the body's going to kick back in. They hold their own breath, they pass out, the body's going to kick back in and give them oxygen.
What we've been told is that they never die from this. They eventually get to a point where where they just start breathing.
It goes into self-preservation, of course.
The weird thing is, it's not a... He just starts breathing really shallow, and he's super calm,
and he's
as if something was wrong, and he's just like... You know, just, and I'm like, he acts as if nothing happened. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, this happened to me last week when she was gone and I was the only one home. And I was freaking the fuck out. Freaking out. Scared. Anyway, so anyway, I don't know where I was.
We're talking about 6 months in, we're referencing it to Ronnie. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, so it happened again with the second kid.
That's right. Sorry, we had a little segment off of the second kid because I was just shocked.
Yeah, so anyway. So
I only have one.
Do you have any... I don't think you have nothing to say about that other than to accept it, I think.
I think AA accepted.
I think in his mind, he's going to love this baby from day one.
I hope he does.
Unconditionally. And no, hold on. Yeah. First of all, you loved your children from day one. You just had a lot of doubt in your mind as to, were you forcing yourself to love? Were you feeling like you were just supposed to love? Or did you actually love? What ends up happening, by the way, it's just like day one of a relationship. With you both married, okay? I met my wife really young. And I didn't know that I loved her.
In relationships, I'm the lion, and I see my prey or whatever, and I just want it. And the farther, like the harder it is, the more I will fight to get that.
So Brittany was a piece of meat to you.
Well, and
she was the first time.
Sorry, Brittany. She wasn't ready for a relationship when we met. She had just got out of a really bad relationship.
So it took you working hard.
Right, and that working hard, this isn't what we're talking about, but that was
for you. That's what you
wanted. That knitted us together in a way that I hadn't had with other people that were easier to bag, I'll say. And that's not in a physical sex way. That's just in a liking me back way.
So we could have said close the deal?
Which also would have implied sex.
All of them imply sex.
I know. My wife was a virgin when we got married.
I just.
So.
Huh? The right way to do it.
My wife was a virgin as well, except she wasn't a virgin. She wasn't a virgin when we got married, but I'm her first and only. We were high school sweethearts.
Fair enough.
My wife and I were both experienced.
Yeah. Brittany was.
Don't explain, actually. The audience has no desire to learn about that.
What I was trying to say earlier is that I've been waiting for this child for quite some time.
But I think we all were, though.
I don't think you were.
Jill and I tried for 8 months straight. You know how many times we thought it was never going to happen?
Yeah, for years.
That's
though,
lucky, though.
For years, though.
I get that.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, if it were up to me, we'd have five kids. If it were up to me, we'd have. And the stereotype stands true.
Yeah. I cannot say what I was about to say.
People have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I love kids. I love kids. I love kids.
And I hope that continues when you have to raise one.
I will literally deal with it. If it means, hold up.
I think dealing with it is what we're talking about. We loved and nurtured this child because we felt at that minute that we were dealing with it.
Dealing with it and enjoying it
and it coming natural though are two different things. I don't know how many, Zach, if you experienced, I experienced it. I mean, I'm not saying that you and I are the big enough sample size, but I'm just saying if we both experience the same exact thing, how many other men are out there that are experiencing it and are afraid to talk about it?
That's very true.
I hope when Oliver comes, if you have those feelings...
Is he going to be named OG Segura?
OG?
Yeah, because at your New Year's Eve party, somebody said Oliver, and there was a G middle name, and I said, oh man, his name would be OG Segura.
No, it would also be OD. Or Oliver Donatello. That's not gonna fly.
You want Donatello as a first name.
Oliver Donatello.
What about Giuseppe?
Giuseppe?
Because OG would be dope.
No.
And totally give you that black street cred you need on occasion.
Every once in a while.
I can't wait to put this episode out. He said, give you that black street cred you need after we just got done talking about how you're not black.
But I needed an occasion. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. So
it's gonna be Oliver. It's gonna be Oliver. Miguel, Donatello.
Do you know if it's a boy?
It's a boy.
You had the thing.
It is a boy. It's 100% a boy.
100% a boy.
So we're hoping.
Lucky. You got a boy too.
Now, if he's Asian, we're gonna have a problem.
And my cousin had a boy.
I have an Asian kid.
And my sister-in-law just had a boy. Lots of boys.
So that when Ruby was born, actually everyone was having girls.
Two of my cousins just had boys right around Levi's age. And Jill's sister had a boy.
They're going to be fighting for girls.
Yeah, so all the boys are within 3 months of each other. Ronnie, I think you lose in a head-to-head boxing match against KK.
I will put money down. I will put all the money in our savings account. Our savings account.
I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't take that bet. If he's willing to put down, I don't know what you got. somewhere in the five figures is a safe bet. I'm not going to match that. I'm not going to take that bet. Personally,
I'm going to be honest. I put 10 grand on this game.
What, 10? Mm-hmm.
Jeez. That would wipe me out. I'd be wiped.
I need that up front. I need that on the table before it
can go into escrow. And if I win, I want... What odds am I getting, though?
What are you talking about? You're betting against me.
Yeah, but you're convinced you're going to win. She's a female. She's a wife. You're a full-grown male.
Now she's a female. She's a wife. I thought she was going
to
win.
So hold up. If she's going to win, though, I should be getting at least 3-1 odds of my money. I should be getting 10-1 odds if you look at statistics.
You see how he flipped it?
I love it.
Fuck you.
I love it.
Your idols, may they never be your rivals. M was like Jesus, and J wrote the Bible. And what you're about to hear are some thoughts from within. Yeah, this J.